4. I padded into my kitchen and opened the stainless steel fridge. The immaculate shelves stared back at me, empty save for a carton of orange juice, a takeout container of chicken tikka masala, an ancient Chobani yogurt, and, bingo, a bottle of Pinot Grigio. The kitchen spoils of a woman who had eaten dinner at home exactly 3 times in the last month. Although I'd bought the place 2 years ago, my apartment still wasn't lived in. No pictures on the stark white walls, no rugs on the bare hardwood floors. "But it doesn't look like anyone lives here," my mother had exclaimed on her last visit to New York. My father just murmured approvingly about the state-of-the-art security system. I poured myself a glass of Pinot Grigio and returned to the living room to contemplate the events of my day in peace and quiet. I sank down onto the couch, the one splurge I'd allowed myself, a little gift to celebrate my closing on this place. Plush, low-backed, celery-colored, and horribly, impractically expensive. It was the sort of couch meant to be looked at, more than sat on. Having grown up in a house where every piece of furniture was purchased on sale and remained neatly covered until the precise moment company walked in the door, I was not accustomed to making impulse buys. Still, I'd allowed myself this one luxury. I took a swallow of wine, settled back against the cushions, and closed my eyes, finally letting myself think about the thing that had been bothering me all afternoon. Had nagged at me, even as I sailed through a productive lunch meeting with Ted Lasseter, followed by a successful strategy conference with Marty Adler back at the office. By all objective measures, it should have been a great day. But it was an extremely unwelcome realization to a grown woman of 33 who was about to make partner at one of the most powerful law firms in the world that a single stupid, careless word tossed underhand on the street could still slice right through me, as if I were nothing and no one at all. I felt like I was 6 years old all over again, and the other kids at Ravenwood Elementary were pushing up the corners of their eyes at me on the blacktop at recess, chanting, "Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these." This was not still supposed to be happening, was it? "Get a grip, Ingrid," I admonished myself. "What is wrong with you?"